joining us for Beat Our Geek, where everyone is a geek about something and where we cover your pop culture landscape through our geek lens. You probably recognize my voice, regardless of where you're listening right now. I'm Ms. Shannon, and we are broadcasting from a lovely facility here in Minneapolis called Modern Well. Modern Well, a great co-working space that we'll talk about soon. First, I would like to take some time to introduce my regular co-host and podcast life mate, Mr. Jayton Satia, the executive director of the Twin City Film Fest. Hey, Jay.
What up?
Jay, I know your voice. I feel like a lot of the ears that are right now part of this podcast know your voice, but there might be some people who do not, and that is because we are doing our first crossover episode.
You don't have sound effects for that?
Here, how about this one? Here, pop it up then. Here. Oh, wait, hang on. Does that make you feel better? Okay, that's fine.
No. Yeah, who are all these people here, too?
Well, we do have a live audience of people that have joined us. They have some questions about podcasting, and
there's
so we're going to ask that.
800 people here, you guys.
You guys are the best 800 people we have seen all week. And so I do want to take a second, though, to talk to the other half of the eardrums who are listening. And right now are like, who's that dude? They're kind of confused. That's because we are also, because it is our first crossover episode, broadcasting on our sister show, The Enthusiastic Woman Show, where every day we birth success. So for all our enthusiastic friends out there, here's a voice you'll recognize, my good friend and my Gen X cohort, Samantha Stokes. Hello. Are you feeling enthusiastic today?
So enthusiastic.
I know. I can feel it. I can feel it. I do hope, because this is our first crossover show, like very much like Jayton, you'll understand this reference, very much like the Justice League or all of our friends in the Avengers. It's kind of like that. Samantha, kind of like when we talk about Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So kind of a good mashup. Yeah, it's delicious. It'll be delicious. So we're going to try and find some subject matters where we can cover on both topics. And this was actually a great invitation that we received from Modern Well, because regarding our podcast, we are to the point now that Jayton and I have been doing, in some iteration or another, Be Our Geek for almost 6 years. We did the math. We've been doing I got a round of applause from everybody in the room. Thank you very much. We're very excited that we have been bringing this content to our geek community for quite some time. We appreciate that. And then Samantha and I and our other friend Judy, who is normally with us and could not make it this evening, we've been now doing our Enthusiastic Woman podcast for 2 years on that one and coming up with some really fun content. So we wanted to give an opportunity for all of our listeners on both of them to understand that we are going to be doing some expansion of our enthusiastic network is what we're doing. And so we are going to be doing some opportunities as we move forward that way.
This is exciting, right? Mm-hmm. When you have one successful podcast, that's a coup. You know, there's so many podcasts out there, and every time new listeners come to us, they talk about how professional we are, the topics are timely and entertaining, and then you have this almost birth of another podcast within it, which is, again, relevant, timely, important, and then you merge them together into a network. I mean, come on, you guys. We should just own this thing, right? Like, just bring it on.
One more time. How about this, Jayton? Here, we'll put this one on. Can we get a round of applause from ourselves? We're just going to thank you very much. Very proud of ourselves.
I like it.
I like it.
That is my ringtone.
I like it. Some days, if you're just feeling a little less than enthusiastic in the morning, go ahead and play that for yourselves, everybody that's in the audience. It makes you feel so much better. All those affirmations, throw them out the window. Just a little round of applause. I'm like, I woke up today. Good for me.
There's enough NPR member drive. Just play that all day.
So just to give everybody a little background before we do move into a subject matter that kind of fits for both of the shows, Jayton, so I'll give you a chance. You can just tell all of the enthusiastic listeners a little bit about what we do over on Be Our Geek. So you want to start with that?
Yeah. So we are a podcast that talks about pop culture geekdom. And that could be from animation to Marvel to comic books to geek topics such as writing or directing, or we have filmmakers stop by. Anybody who geeks out about anything. We've actually gone as far as having people who geek out about pasta making, journaling.
Our good friend came and talked to us about her love of silver collecting, and so we got to talk about
that. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You get to learn so much, because what we're doing is it's an all-inclusive. Everybody's a geek about something.
Right.
So our job is to help you spread the word about what you geek out about. Now, this could be a passion of yours that you do on the side besides your normal job, or this could really be your job that actually brings you joy and pays your bills. But people also don't know this particular craft is so geeky that you're just so immersed in it. So that's kind of what we do. We have a special guest on pretty much every other episode. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the gist of what BR Geek's all about.
One of the best things about BR Geek is that whenever Jayden and I pitch it to one of our potential guests and they're going, oh, I'm not a geek about things. We go, okay, what's the thing that your family and loved ones are sick of you talking about? Everybody's laughing in the audience. Yeah. And that's what we will then give you 30 minutes to come in and fascinate us by this thing. Because we really do get joy from listening to other people talk about those kind of things. And so that was really fun. And then that kind of leads us to what Samantha and I do over on Enthusiastic Woman. And so, again, it's something that was near and dear to our heart and something that kind of started from a conversation as mm-hmm. we were three friends. Mm-hmm. And we used to just sit around, you know, over wine. And these were the kind of conversations that we would have. And so we got, well, Enthusiastic Woman was birthed.
I would credit it to one word, and that is goop. we had quite an extended conversation about being outraged about Gwyneth Paltrow and fascinated by her.
Quite so.
And then that led to the realization that Gen X in general is kind of ignored in the media, and women, Gen X women in particular. And that led to the idea to talk about pop culture through a Gen X lens.
Right. And so every episode on that particular one, for anyone who is listening to us over on our BR Geek channel, we usually have that broken down into a number of different standard benchmarks that we do. So we have a segment called Product Displacement, where we talk about a particular marketing subject and whether it was a hit or miss, that we talk about that. Then we move into a segment called Did You Hear This, where we talk about a topical subject that the three of us thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. And then we move into what is quite often my favorite part of the show. We have a final segment called Does This Make Me Old? And
the answer is usually yes.
Yes, where we're like, it's something that we might have a couple of questions about. Maybe our kids were telling us, and we're like, should we know about this? Or we read about it?
You have an iPhone 4.
And a lot of times it comes down to like something that, you know, our friend Judy's teenage kids are going, why do you use all of your fingers? You can't use your fingers when you type. You know, so lots of those things come up. And so we have a good time over there. And then the thing that was interesting about both shows is that they do exist in our reality, but they also exist slightly outside of it. And so we do quite often in our enthusiastic realm, we have spoof brand placements that we'll talk about. We have different commercials that we've written. You know, we have a good friend of ours, you know, over on the BR Geek side that basically is our social media demon that comes in and talks to us every once in a while. And I think that that's one of the fun things about the branding of our shows is that we were able to sit there and go, okay, what showcases our personality, but what are we really trying to showcase? And for us, it is entertainment based, even though we do often touch on very, you know, quality and sometimes heavy subject matter. Mm-hmm. We still usually figure out a way to pivot back to we process through entertaining people with our podcast, and that's what we do over there. So what I thought would make sense for our audience, our lovely audience here at Modern Well, so that since we do have Jayden and we do have Samantha from both things, I thought the perfect matchup would be basically an extended product displacement is what we're going to do. So we're going to talk about the thing that I find very interesting, and especially since all three of us also have a marketing background, is the concept of franchise and merchandise marketing to the geek community. And I think that a lot of times, like one of the things that really sparked the idea to do this is I was in my local grocery store, as I am wont to do. And I am walking through the ice cream section. And I was trying not to pay attention because I am not currently supposed to be eating ice cream. Everybody's nodding right now, like kind of thing. So I'm trying to ignore.
Why were
the
you
ice.
In that aisle?
It was on my way to the other stuff.
Sure.
So I had to pass through.
Fine.
I had to like wander through the ice cream section in order to get to the cooler that has the Udi's gluten-free, dairy-free bread that I feed my child. So I had to go through that and walk past it. So as I am walking through the ice cream aisle, this is what caught my eye, and it took a lot. And as a big geek, and Jayden and Samantha both are familiar with this, love Star Wars. Why did I see a Millennium Falcon-shaped ice cream sandwich? Right, you're laughing. And everybody's like, I didn't even want ice cream. And then I saw that. And I'm like, I wonder if that's delicious. It looks quite tasty. It probably like could, you know, do the Kessel Run. You know, I was ready to go and buy this thing. And then it made me really think about how often I have bought an additional product or decided that that was going to influence the brand that I purchased because they were able to buy into that franchise marketing. And sometimes it's just silly. And if you look at the Star Wars franchise and what's going on with Disney right now, that's an interesting franchise because we've had 40 years of building that brand and building it outside of just the films. And they are clear that it goes beyond toys and the other things that we expect. So can you guys think of like some interesting products that you've seen out there?
Well, I mean, you talk about cross business-to-business marketing as well, right? So you think about McDonald's jumping on board with Disney's product or a film or any kind of, even you go like music crossovers. So you have franchises that are helping each other and each other's consumers be consumed with that particular product because, again, McDonald's is essentially a real estate company. Like, people don't realize, like, they literally own the lands that McDonald's sit on. That said, they have the high net worth to build high net worth partnerships to push out, again, mass produced content.
Right.
Now, again, consumption is one thing, but as a consumer, what attracts you to anything? It's familiarity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you're familiar with a brand, that's why there's marketing is such a pivotal piece of any organization, let alone our podcast, right? You have to be familiar with the brand to be able to buy into it. And once you do, once you've bought into that brand, you will basically buy anything that that brand logo is on. If you were to walk around and you saw a Target symbol, you would rather divert towards and go 5 miles to that Target than to this grocery store that you don't know about. So branding is so important. You think about types of products and or services that are being put out to geeks. You have cons. Cons didn't really exist. It exists only for geeks.
Right.
They know that geeks will spend money to see these people who, again, are on 30-year hiatus from this one show.
Yes.
But they will come pay $200 to take a picture with this individual, right? So cons are built for geeks.
And I do think, back to what we talk about on Be Our Geek About, How Everyone's a Geek About Something, I have really enjoyed the influx of additional cons. And so before it used to be, okay, here's the stereotypical geek community that would have a convention. Now you can go, here's a knitting con. My friend saying she was taking her mom to, and I was like, that sounds fascinating. I would love to wander around that, you know.
Are there a lot of cats? I'm just curious.
No, there's just a whole nother cat festival. Yeah, we can
say,
yeah, there's a whole nother cat festival. And I do think that people understood from a marketing and a branding standpoint that it was appropriate to go, oh, wait, there's a community that's based around whatever this is. We are going to try and tap into that. And so the other things that I always think is interesting when you're looking at that merchandise marketing piece of things is when you see it put into a situation that I'm like, that kind of makes sense, but it's also, why did you bother? And so one of the ones that I had brought up to Samantha before is when the last Avengers movie came out, Dole had the Avengers on everything to the point that, like, the Hulk was on, like the packaging for lettuce.
Which I think makes sense.
It does make sense because they're like, it's kind of green and that's fine and maybe he's vegan. I don't know. but it
might be why he's so angry.
He's like, you know, it's
dairy.
He's probably a little anemic.
We
maybe
saw
that's
Star Wars stickers on bananas.
Correct.
And literally, those are the bananas. They're the same bananas right there. And I'm in there with my son. Again, I'm in the aisle for the bananas. I wasn't going somewhere, Shannon. I was for the bananas.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to admit it. But I was there for bananas, and they're all the same bananas. One of them had a Star Wars sticker on it, and one of them had a Frozen sticker on it.
Which one did
Frozen.
Your son want?
He picked Frozen.
Okay.
He hasn't seen Star Wars yet. He's seen Frozen. So we had to get those bananas.
And I have changed my buying patterns based upon what merchandise they put my geekdom stuff on. Like, for instance, one of my favorite ones is that CoverGirl mascara. Every time there's a Star Wars movie, like, rebrands all of their mascaras to either light or dark side products. People are like, like, looking like, so
I didn't know that, but yeah, I'm going to go towards that dark side right now.
And I have actually changed my mascara brand because I'm like, well, now I want that one. And like, and I was one of my highlights is that I did retweet my, like, I wish that it looked like a lightsaber. And the CoverGirl, like, Twitter account did come back and they photoshopped. And I was like, well done, CoverGirl marketing. I was very impressed. I felt very, very seen is what I felt on that whole thing. But
Can you just back up for a second to the bananas again?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble seeing any correlation between Star Wars and a banana or Frozen.
There isn't one. But they go, but our audience wants bananas, and so we'll go.
Dole bananas.
They'll buy Dole.
It was Dole bananas.
Because Dole just bought in, and they're like, well, we got extra stickers. So we paid for these
bananas.
Yeah. And I think that that's always fascinating, that now when you do have a lot of these fandoms, they build into their revenue model these merchandising opportunities, you know, and that's, you know, where I know that from reading all of these articles that a lot of the revenue model for instance, a Star Wars movie or Frozen is how are we going to license these products? And it used to be we would license this to a toy. Now Frozen already knows it's going to be a cereal and the General Mills or Post is going to buy into it. And that now, not only that, there's this resurgence and this nostalgia factor on a lot of things. So we're finding like all of our favorite candies from when we were younger, I'm saying this to all of the Gen Xers that are here, and I think are like, now all of our favorite candies now are cereals, and they sound terrible for you. There should not be a Sour Patch Kid cereal. That sounds like the stuff of nightmares. I think I'm getting cavities just having just to talk about it. Yeah. And my mom actually fell for this because she's a fascinating woman and will buy things just because. So she bought the Twinkies cereal. Have you guys seen that yet? Yeah. It sounds terrible. So they're shaped like little Twinkies. Yeah, everybody is looking askance, as you should. So they now have an actual Twinkie cereal, and then she sent a picture in a group text to my whole family. We're like, okay. And she's like, come over and try the Twinkie cereal. We're like, okay. and it's interesting because to think about the reverse engineering that the scientists of these food scientists would do to try and figure out how to make cereal taste like a Twinkie.
Are they sitting in a lab just high? And they're literally like, oh my God, I'm craving a Twinkie right now. Well, we have this lab. Why don't we create some cereals out of that?
We can make one. Trevor, get on it. You know,
but I want to piggyback on that, right? Mm-hmm. So marketing is one thing. I'm talking from the film side. Like when a studio releases a film,
right,
they have projections, right? Mm-hmm. This is what's going to do in the U.S. This is what's going to do in the South American market or the Chinese market. People think a film is a flop. Again, people here in the United States, they think it's a flop. But at the opposite end, that's not where the studio wanted to make their money in the first place.
Right.
They were looking at making billions of dollars in Japan because they know that that particular target market would really fall for this type of character or storyline. So when people give bad, horrible reviews in Rotten Tomatoes, studios care, but they really look at what the global market is going to do. So from the globalization standpoint, the advertising and marketing that we're talking about is beyond just where the company is based out of. So even if it's a company in China, they're not just looking at Chinese market. They're looking at geeks around the world.
Right.
And what are they consuming, and what could they put their brands on there that may not even exist in their own country?
And I always think it's interesting when you can watch the evolution of a brand when they're changing those things. And so we had talked about on both shows, we've talked about the Mandalorian series that's out right now. And so we were all talking about, everybody's nodding, because that's one of those shows.
My wife bought Disney Plus just because
of the Mandalorian.
That.
Yeah.
I was on vacation. She was like, guess what I did on vacation? I'm like, you're on the vacation with me. What did you just do right next to me? She's like, oh, I just got Disney Plus. I'm like, for what? She was like, Mandalorian. I'm like, okay, $60 a year.
Good
great.
For your wife.
Put that in the budget.
But that's okay, and I think it's interesting because what did it take for her to get involved with that? Because we've talked about on both episodes, we've talked about when do you, because so many people did that whole cord cutting thing, but now we have to tap into so many different streaming services. So when is enough, and what does it take for you to get to the next streaming service? And what we had said over on the BR Geek side is that we were even playing a game, and look, okay, just for everybody that's watching
it's
right now.
It's a fun game.
Okay, now wait. Okay, we'll just, and I have to explain it to Samantha. Okay, Samantha, I just want to let you know.
Okay.
Okay, the morals and values that we have on the Enthusiastic Women Network are peak. They're so peak.
They're up
They're
here.
Peak. They're peak. Now, the morals and values that Jake and I a little less. So one of the things that we play over there, and I know that my lovely enthusiastic woman cohorts would never do this. We play a game, Jayden and I play a game called Pass the Password. So we have each decided what streaming services we are willing to get. And then we are sharing them. So we have just, we're family, so we don't even feel like we're stealing. So what we'll do is that we'll give each other homework assignments, because what we realize is that both of us are movie geeks and we do really good about going out and seeing that and even seeing films that a lot of our friends maybe would miss. We're interested in that. But even though we are, you know, we bleed geekdom, a lot of our favorite franchises, we didn't know a lot about their TV shows. And so we felt that we were not doing our due diligence, especially since we host this show, to not know enough about a lot of these shows. So we...
See, we assign each other shows.
Yes.
So I will say, I'm going to watch The Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll say, I'll watch...
Dark Crystal. Yes.
And then we have to give each other two episodes before we make a decision if you want to continue it or not.
Right.
So first one, sure. But the second one, really, like, you decide whether you want to continue it or not. So that said, we've passed the password several times, and a couple of times I'm just kind of like, I'm going to ditch this right now. It's about 30 seconds into the show.
But you can't.
But you have to live through it.
Yeah.
But that said, it's about your liking, your want. Again, for me, consumption of any product, whether it's eating something or watching something, it's all based on emotions.
Mm-hmm.
How am I feeling right now? Whether if I want an ice cream or a banana.
Right.
Like, I just got done working out. I'm going to go eat this. That said, the branding that is on those packaging go a long way in feeding into your emotions as well.
Right.
So when a brand puts out specific logo or specific crossover, they're also feeding on your emotions.
Right.
How are you feeling when you're watching that show?
Right.
If you were watching that show, would you also consume our product? Because we also make you feel the same way, but in a different capacity.
I believe it also gives you that ability to feel like you were part of a moment with something that you're a fan of. So especially if it's a limited release something, and you're like, okay, well, I get to get this right now. They're only going to have it out for a short period of time. And a lot of the, you know, back to the makeup lines, I think that they've really done a really good job of understanding with these typical geek products that there are a lot of female fans. And so if they, you know, I am one of those people that has bought certain Mac products because Mac is now supporting a certain thing that I'm into. You know, like they did a great, and they do a limited edition thing for lots of different products out there. Like when the Maleficent movies came out, they're like, here's a certain lipstick mm-hmm. that can we have. You know, they got on the bandwagon with this line of cosmetics is about Archie or those kind of things. And they'll have a special event that really focuses on that fandom. And I always think it's interesting when they have that to see who follows from fandom to fandom, because it's also a matter of I already supported the brand, and now that they are look as though they are like-minded to me because they're doing this merchandise marketing, I do feel like it does just make their audience even more loyal, because they're like, oh, wait, they got me that too? Oh, yeah, I'm going to get that all the time.
So it becomes a lifestyle.
It does. Yeah. And so I think tapping into that is incredibly wise. And it's just interesting
to me.
It's
profitable.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the next thing I'm going to buy, and I do not need this, and I quite often buy things I don't need.
You have 10 swords in your home.
That is correct. But I did stop at 10.
11 would be overkill. No pun intended.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I am my next thing I'm going to purchase, because I saw this and I think I sent the email. There is now, I know we should just call it the child. There is a baby Yoda Chia Pet.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm going to get that. Everybody's nodding. Don't you want a baby Yoda Cheeto Pet? See? you didn't even know you needed one, but you're like, wouldn't it give you joy to look over on your kitchen table right next to the sunlight coming down on the baby Yoda cheetah pet?
Yes.
Maybe I just have a different joy in my life than everybody
I'm
that's listening to us
right
today.
I'm smiling right now. I'm looking over there right behind Katie. There's a little glass thing. I'm like, that could be Yoda right there.
I was also thinking that I could put some catnip in it and my cat would enjoy yes. the Yoda as well.
Could you imagine your cat licking Yoda's head? Well, how cute that is.
Adorable. How could you ever have another bad day if your cat was licking the head of the child?
Forget the clapping thing. You should just have a cat licking the Yoda next to you all the time.
I feel like Samantha is now going to go get baby Yoda a chia pet and a cat.
And exchange passwords.
Exactly.
And the cat will have a frozen sticker on it.
Well, overall, I think it's interesting when we kind of look through this, and I hope that this turns into one of those scenarios that, for everybody that's listening, that it's one of those, maybe it was something that was just subliminally going on in your life that you didn't necessarily do it, but now you'll be a little bit more intentional when you see these things.
By the way, is there something that popped into your mind, just throw it out, that you the brand just didn't associate with the product, like cross-merchandising or something that you've come across? Okay, so if you think of something, just throw it out at us.
Right. Because we seem to have a list. Like, I think that's always interesting. Because I think there's some things that I'm going, does that really make sense? And I like it when things become a national brand. Because you were saying how things are so global in nature. And I remember that there was an article that we were talking about a male pageant. Like a Mr. Universe style pageant. And so there was a portion of the pageant where all of the male pageant
participants,
right?
Contestants.
the beauty pageant dudes were dressed up as something that was supposed to be indicative of their the country they were from. And the American dude was dressed up as Superman, and I'm like, that's cheating. That doesn't even make sense.
Captain America.
Maybe would have made a little more sense. But yeah. Superman, I'm like, that's what we picked?
You should have just dressed up as like a hot dog. That's American, right? We have the hot dog eating contest on 4th of July.
Mr.
Know.
America, he's an apple pie. So that would work too.
That actually should be great. All these guys are so fit, they should dress up as their favorite junk food. And you should just watch them walk out as a milkshake.
And are like, there's a thing you have not had in years.
Dress up as a thing you will eat after this contest is over. The first thing.
Well, I do want to tell all of our audience today, we appreciate them coming out. We are on our next episodes of both editions, going to be back in the Twin Cities Film Fest and Enthusiastic Women Studios. We're going to do that. And just letting everybody know that we do plan on building out our Enthusiastic Network empire. So you will hear more of these crossovers as we continue to build. So, Samantha,
you don't have Empire music for that? Come on.
I don't.
Empire Strikes Back? No,
you don't. I didn't bring that.
Missed opportunity.
Here, I can bring this one. Here, this one's close. How about this one?
That'll do it. That's an empire right there.
Is that enough of a fanfare
That's
for
good.
Everybody?
Thank you.
There we go. All right. So that is our...
Thanks for repeating that.
There we go. All right. I'm glad. I didn't want you to leave you wanting. I didn't want to leave you wanting. So we will be back in our Enthusiastic Network studios next time we do this, and that'll be fun. So we have some great stuff that's going to be coming up in the next month. We are going to be pivoting our show slightly, so we encourage everybody to give us their feedback as usual, right? So the best ways to get a hold of us, if you would like to contact Be Our Geek, you can look for Be Our Geek Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can email us at beourgeekshow@gmail.com. Also look for the Enthusiastic Woman Show on Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at iBirthSuccess, and you can email us at iBirthSuccess@gmail.com, and you can call and leave a message for either show if you want to give us a call at 612-276-2774. That's 612-276-2774. So I appreciate you, Jayton. I know that everybody can also find us on the TwinCitiesFilmFest.org website, and as always, great. Yeah, we have
Yes, duh.
That has not changed. That has not changed. And we appreciate you joining us as well, Samantha.
Glad to be here.
Samantha handles all of our social media as well, so make sure you ping us. We would love to have everybody be a fan of the show. Is that cool, everybody?
Thank you, Modern Well,
for hosting us.
Thank you all for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. And we will have some enthusiastic things coming for everybody in the future. And we will see you next time on Be Our Geek, because everyone is a geek about something. And when you're feeling less than enthusiastic, remember, I birth success.